Is it fair on Toby? Page 14.
Toby was ill. He didn't want to go out for walks. He didn't want to eat. He just lay on the floor by Jenny's feet. Jenny knew something was wrong with Toby, but she was scared, so she pretended Toby was just tired. Jenny didn't have any brothers or sisters. Her parents gave Toby to Jenny 10 years ago on her 5th birthday. Jenny remembered how happy she was, a real live puppy to play with and love. "I've made an appointment with the vet," said Mum.
"I'm scared," said Jenny. "What if it's something serious?"
"I think it is, love, but we have to take him. If you don't want to come, I can take him." Jenny thought for a moment.
"I'll come, Mum. He's my dog."
They got ready to leave. Toby didn't move. His eyes followed Jenny. She carried Toby to the car. He wasn't as heavy as he used to be. Toby lay quietly as the vet examined him. The vet said he wanted to talk to Mum alone. Jenny took Toby to the waiting room.
When Mum came back, her eyes were red. "Oh, Jenny, I'm so sorry. There's nothing to be done. He's very ill and he's in a lot of pain." I didn't know what to say. I held on to Toby. "You have to decide, Jenny. He's your dog. The vet has time now to take care of Toby, if that's what you want to do." "Take care of Toby? You mean, put him to sleep?" "I'm sorry, love." "No, it's not true. I want to go home, Mum. Let's take Toby home." "Well, we can take him home and give him painkillers if you want. But is that fair on him?" "I can't. I just can't." I felt stunned. I didn't want to let Toby go. He trusted me. I couldn't let them do this to him. But I didn't want him to be in pain. I looked at Toby. He was looking at me. I nodded my head and started to cry quietly. Toby nuzzled my face. I took Toby to the vet and stayed with him. It was time to say goodbye.